Hey everybody, Colt Harrison here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever find yourself staring at that mountain of a task, feeling like you're about to get buried under it? You know, the one that whispers in your ear, you're not good enough, or what if you fail? Yeah, we've all been there, folks. Today, we're tackling something massive, overcoming self-doubt and fear through the power of positive affirmations. Think of it like this. Our brains are constantly running a commentary on everything we do, every decision we make. Sometimes, that inner voice can be a real jerk, right? It loves to highlight our flaws and play up our insecurities. But what if we could rewire that thinking? What if we could replace those negative whispers with powerful affirmations that boost our confidence and fuel our success? That's exactly what we're diving into today. First off, understand this self-doubt is a normal human experience. It's not a sign of weakness, it's just part of the package. But what separates those who conquer their fears from those who let them win is how they deal with those doubts. Here are five key takeaways to help you turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. 1. Identify your triggers. Pay attention to those situations or thoughts that consistently bring on self-doubt. Is it public speaking? Asking for a raise? Starting a new project? Once you know your triggers, you can start formulating specific affirmations to counteract those negative feelings. 2. Make it personal. Generic affirmations like "I'm amazing" might not pack the punch you need. Craft affirmations that are tailored to your unique challenges and goals. For example, if public speaking terrifies you, try "I'm confident and articulate when I speak in front of others." Be specific in present tense. Instead of saying "I will be successful," say "I'm successful now." When you phrase affirmations in the present tense, you're telling your brain that it's already a reality. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Think of affirmations like mental workouts. The more you practice them, the more effective they become. Incorporate them into your daily routine, repeat them in the mirror, write them down, or even set reminders on your phone. We'll leave it to see it. This is crucial, folks. Affirmations are not magic spells. They work because they shift your mindset and help you start believing in yourself. So approach them with sincerity and intention. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who's been struggling to get her novel published. She constantly doubts her abilities, thinking my writing isn't good enough, or no one will ever want to read my story. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to give affirmations a try. Every morning she looks in the mirror and says, "I'm a gifted storyteller with a unique voice. My novel is powerful and captivating. I am worthy of success." She also writes down her affirmations and keeps them on her desk as a constant reminder. Over time, Sarah starts noticing a shift. Her confidence grows, her self-doubt fades, and she approaches writing with renewed enthusiasm. She submits her manuscript to publishers, finally believing in the power of her words. Remember, folks, overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But by embracing positive affirmations, you can reprogram your brain for success, build unshakable confidence, and achieve anything you set your mind to. Let's recap what we covered today. We identified self-doubt as a common experience, but emphasized the power of choosing how we respond to it. We learned the importance of personalizing affirmations and using the present tense for maximum impact. And most importantly, we saw how Sarah, through consistent practice, transformed her mindset and achieved success in her writing journey. So, what are you waiting for? Start crafting your own power statements today. Remember, the only limits to what you can achieve are the ones you set for yourself. Now go out there, unleash your inner titan, and make something amazing happen. I'll be here tomorrow with another dose of motivation. Until then, keep pushing those boundaries and never stop believing in yourself.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.